Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of As I See It, an edition where I am going to talk specifically about one thing and one thing only, and that is the speech that Joe Biden gave to the nation yesterday. If you have not seen this, if you're one of those people, and there are many, who say, I can't stand to see him, I can't stand to listen to him, I don't waste my time with a stuttering moron who's just going to say, and word salad constantly. You need to watch this. Do yourself a favor and watch this speech. Because in my opinion, and I'm trying not to be hyperbolic, in my opinion, this will go down in history. And not for a good reason. In my opinion, we have just witnessed a president of the United States virtually declare war against half of his own country. Now, before I even get started with the substance of this speech, let me say that this was well designed to do exactly what they wanted it to do, from the lighting to the stage setting. Eerie red lighting, reminiscent of something you'd see in Nazi Germany. Pounding his hands, clenching his fist, yelling and screaming, and worse than the eerie lighting in the stage setting that looked like something right out of a movie about a dictator. On the left and right side of the stage, in the shadows, the silhouettes of two Marines, standing there as though he had the support of the entire U.S. military in what he was about to say. I thought you weren't supposed to use the military in that fashion. I thought military brass and even officers of all descriptions would be suspended or punished if they were caught doing something like that. Here, the President of the United States uses two Marines to flank him left and right, almost as a veiled threat. We're coming for you. We know who you are. And our patience has ended. And yesterday, Joe Biden said the quiet part out loud. He said, I have no respect for the semi-fascists who were destroying this country under the guise of being MAGA Republicans. Now, he was quick to say, now, I'm not talking about our normal conservatives. I'm not talking about them. I have the utmost respect for my friends who are conservatives. Yeah, your friends like who? Your friends like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney? The only reason you have respect for them, Joe, is because they'll take barking orders from you. They will do everything that they possibly can to destroy this country. That's their goal. Their goal is to destroy the country. They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for the Constitution. We have no respect for the law. You are the people screaming to defund the police. You are the people who are bailing out the rioters who are burning down businesses. You're the people who are doing the bail reform and letting people out who should still be in prison so they can walk out in the free air and assault more people. You're the ones who are letting tons and tons and tons of illegal immigrants into this country totally against the law. But when you try to make them obey the law, they turn it on you and say, you have no respect for the law. No, my friend. You have no respect for the rule of law. Oh, they also have no respect for the Constitution because they overturned Roe v. Wade. Dumbass. Roe v. Wade should have never been decided by the Supreme Court to begin with, and all it did was bounce it back to the states who can make their own individual decisions. And what is that if not democracy? But you don't believe in democracy. You see, you try to turn that around. Omega, Republicans do not believe in democracy. No, that's exactly what we believe in. And that's why we said bounce it back to the states. Let states decide for themselves. Just like you want states to decide for themselves who will be a sanctuary city. Illegally. But you let them decide for themselves, didn't you? If I had not have seen this with my own eyes, I would not have believed what I was watching. I would not have believed it. If you literally wanted to make a movie about a new world order rising up with a dictator who finally gives a speech where he admits to his people, you people are under my control, and anyone who does not do as I say is the enemy, and I will turn the actual power of the United States government onto you as insurrectionists and traitors and threats. You could not have done a better job, because that's exactly what he said. Oh, I'm just talking about those few mega Republicans. Few mega Republicans. Donald Trump has a 95% win rate of the people he endorsed and who support him. So you're talking about 95% of the politicians and everyone who voted for them. You are talking about virtually the entire Republican Party. And just like I said on yesterday's show, you are trying to demonize them and turn them not into opposing voices, but into criminals who can be prosecuted under federal law. And that's what you said last night. Oh, and you threatened it too by, there's the military standing by my side. These are threats to national security. These people. Have you ever heard a president in your life literally say that half of the American people are basically domestic terrorists? Oh, Donald Trump used to pick on the politicians. They're fair game. If old Joe stumbled out and said, oh, these damn politicians that like Trump, they're all, half of them are semi-fascist, I'd say whatever. But that's not what he said. He said, you are. He said, mega Republicans, not politicians. Republicans, because he means to come after you. You can't express your thoughts because your thoughts are anti-governmental. You may be a threat to the government. You like Donald Trump? You're wearing a MAGA hat? Well, that's just a dog whistle for you're getting ready to blow up a bomb near the White House. This was the most divisive speech in the history of the United States of America, and it will go down in the annals of American history as a black moment. Do you remember when Donald Trump gave his speech out in front of Mount Rushmore, where he said this is what the politicians of the woke left are trying to do, but he also said what a wonderful country we have and how we're going to succeed and this is going to be fine and everything's going to be great. And the left called this the most divisive speech in history. Donald Trump didn't say one thing about the people who voted for these politicians. He just said the politician. Last night, Joe Biden, looking like a geriatric Adolf Hitler, took that stage, flanked by Marines, and basically said the quiet part out loud. You are either with me or you are against me. And if you are against me, we're coming for you. That was the message. There's no unification involved in that. That is obey or be destroyed. Financially, morally, whatever it happens to be, you will be dealt with. And I could not believe my eyes. And when it was over, I sat there, and I didn't say anything, or really even think anything for a while. I just let it sink in. And I said to myself, well, let's see. He said we disagree with the Constitution. This is a man who, when questioned about taking away gun rights, said there is no constitutional amendment that cannot be repealed. That's what he said. He didn't say, well, the Constitution is a, you know, something we all have to honor. You said it could be destroyed at will. No constitutional amendment is safe, you said. Not one. Not one. And then he said, you know, the Republicans, these mega Republicans, you can't love America only when you win. Why don't you try telling that to your Democratic friends? When Roe v. Wade came down the way they didn't like it, they threatened to kill Judge Kavanaugh. There were riots in the streets. For 4 years after Donald Trump won, your side did nothing but investigations that were bogus, attempts to take down the man who was duly elected, lies, propaganda, garbage, using the FBI as a political weapon and still doing it. Can't only love America when you win. Open your eyes, folks. You have just watched a man literally give a dictator's speech, literally say the quiet part out loud and say, this is the way it's going to be. Anyone who opposes us with this crazy MAGA Republican stuff, which, by the way, is the whole party, except for a few rhinos. So basically what he's saying is the great majority of the Republican Party must be destroyed. They are domestic terrorists. No, they're your opposition, political opposition, and you know they're going to beat you. So you have to destroy them before they take control because you want power. That is a dictatorship. And last night, we watched Joe Biden do something Donald Trump would never have done or ever gotten away with. We watched him come out here a bitter, mean, divisive old man and basically scream to the American people, you're not worthy of being Americans. You're not the people I'm the president of. You're what's wrong with this country. You need to go. That's what he said, folks. So where's the unity, Joe? I thought you were going to be the unifier. I thought you were going to bring the country together. I thought that's what this was all about. Instead, you're trying to turn the power of the United States government against its own people by labeling them domestic terrorists and possible threats to the government just because of their political views. And their political views is we think your policies are horrible. You're destroying the country with inflation, if not flat-out recession. You're throwing the children under the bus at every step by basically allowing school teachers to at will propagandize and brainwash our youth. You're flooding the country with illegals as if it's okay, that there is no law against that. Draconian lockdowns to continue and continue and continue under the guise of we're trying to keep you safe, when now Clearly, we see there was a political motivation behind it, and it's been admitted. What I saw yesterday literally was chilling, because it brought back moments when I saw other dictators at a podium screaming and yelling, trying to convince a mob of people that the other side was not worthy. They were your enemies. They weren't just people who had different ideas of how to make this country strong and good. They're your enemies. They're standing in the way of your progress. They must be destroyed. They're not human. They're not rational. They shouldn't be treated as such. They should be treated as enemies of the state, because that's what they are. President of the United States. That's not some ridiculous talking head on CNN who doesn't know shit from applesauce. That's your president of the United States. If you think that Donald Trump could have taken a stage amongst this eerie red and black lighting with Marines flanking him, looked into that camera and said, if you're a part of this woke, new, left-wing, Green New Deal, Democratic Party, you're the enemy and we're looking for you. There would have been heinous meetings held in Congress, in the House, saying, what do we do about this man? We're on the verge of him declaring everybody terrorists if they don't agree with him. He's a dictator. He's gone mad. Where's our Republicans today? Oh, a few of them are on TV saying, that was very nasty thing to say. And I think it's going to affect them in the polls. I don't care. I want hearings right now of why a president of the United States can sit on a podium and declare half of this country domestic terrorists and enemies of the state, and you're not doing something about getting him out of office today. Because like I've told people for a good long time here, if you're counting on the vast majority of the Republican Party to ride in on their white horses and save you, you're going down with the ship, because they have no interest in doing it. Oh, there's a few. But a few won't do it. A few won't do it. So you better think twice, I guess, before you wear your MAGA hat out in public, because if the FBI sees you, they'll pull you off the street, I guess, and throw you into a black van for questioning. You could potentially be a domestic terrorist. You better not wear a Trump shirt or have a Trump flag on your lawn. This is what they want, folks. They want to scare the American people into saying, I literally cannot afford to support Donald Trump because I fear for my own safety if I do. That's not a dictatorship. This party clearly understands if Donald Trump runs for president, he will win. And they are now pulling out all the stops, including loading Joe up on whatever narcotics they put in his system last night so he'd get through, and having him scream at a monitor like Fidel Castro or Adolf Hitler of how the enemy is with us and you must be taken down. MAGA Republicans must not be allowed to control this country. That's what I saw. It brought back memories of me watching in school some of these dictators giving these speeches. You know what I always used to say? How did anybody ever fall for that? How did anybody take a look at that man screaming and yelling, calling half of the country terrorists, suggesting that they're enemies of the state just for having a different point of view, and saying, yes, yes, get them, imprison them, throw them out of the country, do whatever you have to, I never understood that as a kid. I was like, I don't think I'd ever fall for that. People cheering, and I said, yeah, some people will. Some people will fall for this. Everything Joe Biden accused the mega Republicans of being is exactly what the Democratic Party is. Are we the party that's trying to silence free speech? Are we the party that contacted Facebook and told them do not allow certain information to be disseminated on your platform because it could adversely affect the election in favor of the Republicans? Did we do that? Did we burn down cities? Did we do that? Did we attempt to confiscate all weapons from the American people so they had no right to self-defense? Did we do that? Are we letting criminals out of jail that are now stalking the streets and could potentially today, tomorrow, the next day, injure, kill, or rob your loved one? Are we doing that? I don't think so. Did we tell you you will take an untested, untrusted vaccine or you will not work? We didn't do that. You did that. Who sounds more like the dictators? You're going to hang your hat on Roe v. Wade. No Republican ever said Roe v. Wade being overturned means abortion's illegal everywhere. Nobody said that. Because that's not what it means. We said it never should have been up to the Supreme Court to begin with. Always should have been left in the hands of the states. And now it is left in the hands of the states. And when it's left in the hands of the states, guess who it's left in the hands of? The voters of that state. If voters want there to be someone in power who wants there to be legalized abortion up to a certain time, they will vote for that person. And the problem solves itself through democracy. You don't want democracy. You want the Supreme Court to say everyone will and must. So there is no democracy. So if 99% of a state says we don't want abortion, the Supreme Court says you must. And that's it. That's not democracy. That's not democracy at all. Democracy is saying let it be at the hands of the people. Vote for the people that espouse your values. And the values probably are different from state to state as we get into different areas. That's just the natural way things go. New York is not the same as Florida. Florida is not the same as California. California is not the same as Kentucky. I mean, this is the way it goes. But that's not what you want. You want ultimate power over everything, every aspect of a human being's life. And last night, you looked dead in that camera and admitted it. And if they do gain power over the aspect of everyone's life, what do you think life's going to be for the people who say we don't want this, which would be the mega Republicans? What do you think life's going to be like for them? Think it's going to be real good? Think they're going to be treated nicely? Last night was a warning, folks. A severe shock to the system. You now no longer have to guess. You now no longer have to speculate. You were told point blank out by the man who was pretending at least to run this country what their intentions are. And you have two choices. Lay down and wait for it to happen, or vote them out before it can. It's your only choices. So if you're going to sit home during these prime midterms and say, I got to watch TV. I don't feel so good today. It's a long while. I don't want to stand in line. You have nothing to complain about because the wolves are at the door. And you're either going to have to get off your butt and make your voices heard, or you're going to have to be quiet and compliant and just go along with whatever gets you by. And if you do the second thing, you won't recognize this country in a couple of years. You'll have to ask permission, literally, to drive your electric vehicle. May I go someplace today? Governor, wherever your governor happens to be? No, not today. The grids won't handle it. We only have these cars going today. Tomorrow you can, perhaps. You want to live in a country like this? You better wake up. Because everyone says this is hyperbolic rhetoric and everything, and your president of the United States told you the truth last night. He told you where he wants this country to go. He told you what he thinks of half of the American people. He told you that it's his way or the highway as far as he is concerned. Donald Trump said, I want to be the president of everyone, including the people who didn't vote for me. And the people who didn't vote for me, they're going to realize maybe they should have voted for me because they're going to be better off, and they were. The vast majority of them were. Can you say the same about this president? Are you finding your baby formula okay? Where do you get your gas bills for heating your house or your oil bills for heating your house? Don't tell me about gasoline going down. Just you wait. Just you wait till the cold weather comes. Oh, it went down so much, too. It's only $4 when it used to be $2. So it's doubled. But, oh, it's great. Joe's done a great job. He burnt my house down, but he built back the garage. It's unbelievable that you'd give him credit for that. This country is collapsing. And last night, there was a horror show on, a movie stage production that looked like it came out of a World War II movie, only just replaced Joe Biden with Adolf Hitler. And replace the American flag with the swastika. That's what reminded me of. It was surreal. So much so, CNN tried to change the lighting because they knew what it looked like. They knew it looked like something right out of a Nazi propaganda film. And they're like, oh, can we lighten it up and make it look like it's not so, you know, ominous and dark? You bunch of phonies. You're going to go down with the ship, too. You're just too stupid to realize it. There's always those people like, oh, I'm in with them. They don't do nothing to me until they get complete control. Then they'll do plenty. You need to vote these people out. These are very, very, very dangerous people. And last night should be your wake-up call above and beyond anything you have ever seen or heard from any media source, from any blog show, from any newspaper article or anywhere else, because you saw it with your own eyes, you heard it with your own ears. If you don't have the ability to decipher what you heard and understand what it means, then I'm sorry. But unless you get these people out of office this November, I'm afraid it's going to be too late come 2024.
Marcus Cain, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
I want this to